official of the Counseling and Placement Center, University of Ghana, Reverend Dr. Bridget Ben-Naima, has urged faith bodies in the country to lead a crusade of using their faith messages to demystify the stigmatization and scare associated with the Ebola pandemic. She expressed worry that even though there is no confirmation of Ebola in Ghana, many people are refusing to shake hands with friends and are avoiding the usual warm hugging of colleagues during worship and social events for fear of contracting the disease. Reverend Dr. Ben-Naima was speaking at a Thanksgiving service in Accra to climate activities marking the 40th annual conference of the EP Church West Water Presbytery Women Bible Class. We bring you more.
The occasion was used to honor Mrs. Emilia Van Ley, who was the founder and first president of the West Volta Presbytery Women's Bible Class, as well as the outgoing president, Mrs. Victoria Buahin, for their distinguished leadership. Reverend Dr. Ben-Naima, who is also the chaplain of the University of Ghana branch of the EP Church, urged Ghanaians to cling firmly to their faith in prayers in view of the daunting socioeconomic challenges confronting the country. He entreated Ghanaians not to submit to influences that could corrupt their lifestyles, but to uphold virtues of sincere faith that has the tendency of transforming lives for the better. Reverend Dr. Ben-Naima stressed that Ebola is not yet in Ghana and people must therefore not shun others just because of fear of contracting the disease. The head pastor of the EP Church Abilimpe, Reverend Emmanuel Nchitumfo, whose congregation played host to the Thanksgiving service and has called the significance of unity and love for one another in the sustainability of fellowship such as the Women's Bible Class. He urged Ghanaians to engage in principles of justice, peace and dignity in their relationship for growth and development of the church.
You have the news desk report.